Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. I have no choice. I have to do this. I have no choice. How many times have you thought, the reason I'm doing this is because I have no choice? It's hard not to say it, and even harder not to think it. What happens when you say I have no choice is your mind stops coming up with alternatives, with options. Here's a scenario for you. You're on a layover between flights, and your flight is canceled. It's late at night, and the airline doesn't give you a hotel voucher, so you tell yourself, I have no choice but to sleep in the airport tonight. Well, guess what? You do have a choice. You could sleep outside the airport. You might snicker, but see, now what you've done is you've started a game with your mind. It might be kind of humorous that your only other option is to sleep outside, and you're obviously not going to do that, but it is an option. What about taking a taxi to a neighboring town and finding a motel there? Maybe that's viable, maybe it's not, but you see, you're thinking. You've got your mind going now. Bottom line, even if your choices aren't great, you still have them. Today, as part of Monday's commitment to know yourself, I want to discuss some common thoughts we've all had, how they affect our thought patterns, our behaviors, and our ability to keep an open mind. Because these phrases and attitudes I'm discussing tend to shut your mind down at the very time you should actually be thinking hard. How about this one? It could be worse. Ever heard this? This phrase enjoys a great reputation as an optimist's go-to line, while simultaneously shutting your mind down without you even realizing it. Let's say you're feeling down about something, like you tell a friend that your boss passed you up for a promotion, and now you can't afford to take the vacation you always wanted to take. And your friend says, well, it could be worse. Of course it could. I mean, there are a lot of people in the world whose situations are so much worse than yours. But what this phrase completely leaves out of the picture is that it could be better. When you tell yourself it could be worse and leave it at that, you close your mind off and you settle for whatever situation or circumstance brought you down in the first place. So next time, instead of saying it could be worse, say it could be better. And then fight for whatever better means to you. And be on the lookout this week for opportunities to start with a yes. What does that mean? It's the opposite of starting with a no. You've come across this type of person. You ask for something, and their first response is invariably no. You might be able to get them to say yes eventually, but it's an uphill battle, and it requires a lot of convincing. This could be a friend, or it could be a store clerk who refuses to give you a refund you feel you're entitled to. So don't be that person. Instead, start with a yes. You know these people too. Even if the answer in the end is going to be no, the conversation still starts with a yes and works backwards from there. For example, hey Sue, would you like to come to our dinner party next weekend? Sue, absolutely, I'd love to. When is it? It'll be Friday night. Okay, the only thing is I have something planned for Friday evening, starting at 4, so I probably couldn't make it over before 8:30 or so. But I might be able to push it up an hour, which means I could probably be over by 7:30, if all goes well. Well, I think the guests will probably be leaving around that time, because we're starting kind of early. Shoot, well, if my plans fall through, I'll definitely be there. Otherwise, next time. See, that's what it means to start with a yes. Even though in the end the answer was no, Sue was keeping an open mind and actively thinking about ways she might be able to do it. And it's not just that one conversation. She'll continue throughout the week to look for opportunities or ways she might be able to reschedule her existing plans. And then she'll be able to look forward to good food and good company on Friday night. That's the power of starting with a yes. So as the week goes on, pay close attention to your thoughts and the way you phrase them. Sometimes we don't even phrase our thoughts. Sometimes fully formed thoughts just pop into our heads, pre-phrased. Pay attention to these, too. If your thoughts include any of the phrases I talked about today, or any of the multitude of other potentially destructive phrases out there, just reword it in your head, right there on the spot. The more you do this, the more natural a positive mindset will be for you. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.